KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this hour by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup.
You want to be 100% satisfied with the internet, TV, and voice services you get from Marty Elkhorn. That's what we want for you, too. This is Jill from Marty Elkhorn. Anything less than 100% satisfaction and your experience is not the outstanding one you deserve, nor would it represent our company's values. You are the reason we built the fiber network, which delivers you the best internet, digital TV, and voice services in the world. Everyone served by METC can have ultra-fast internet, digital TV, and phone packages. Marty Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
In high school baseball and softball play last night on the softball field, it was Atlantic traveling down to Clarinda to complete a game that was previously suspended due to lightning, and the Trojans built on their 4-0 lead they started with and won it 16-12. Over Clarinda and they complete that game. They got the victory from Olivia Engler in the circle from start to finish. Coach Hinsman said it was good for her to get that opportunity to pitch a complete game and also a nice tune-up for them as they prepare to take on Glenwood in a doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, it was nice to get Olivia in the circle. She started the game and finished it. She's been in a couple of other games that she started, but we didn't. Somebody else has come in. Either Kennedy has come in or Allie has finished things up, so it's nice to have her be able to finish one whole game. And more importantly, we got Allie some rest in a crucial time of the season here in the last couple weeks leading up into the regional finals. The offense came alive. We had 4 runs already on the board before we got down there from the suspension of the game. And of course, we added 12 more. So a whole well-rounded victory. We're very pleased to be able to leave Clarinda in the mid the hot afternoon that we were playing in with another victory as far as conference games go, and I think it was a good tune-up for tonight with Glenwood, the doubleheader with them. They've got 2 losses on the conference, and so if we can be fortunate enough to play well enough to be able to come away with 2 victories, that should really kind of put us in the driver's seat as far as the Hawkeye 10 conference goes. A loss doesn't kill us, but obviously it makes the road considerably more difficult. So,
other scores in softball play last night. It was Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0 over Charter Oak Ute. Esac County beat OEBCIG 6-5. Exira EHK 11-1 over Woodbine. Glidden Ralston beat Cam 11-1. Harlan 12-1 over Abraham Lincoln. Lennox 16-1 over Fremont Mills. Lewis Central beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 8-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's 2-0 over Clark. Missouri Valley beat Audubon 10-0. Murray 13-1 over Essex. Nottoway Valley 10-0 over Orion Maxburg. Perry beat Carroll 10-0. River Valley over Boyer Valley 14-3. Underwood 11-4 over St. Albert. West Harrison 14-4 over Arweva. West Monona beat Westwood 14-8. And Whiting was a 17-4 winner over East Mills. In baseball last night, it was Arweva beating West Harrison 17-0. Bishop Heelan topped St. Albert 14-0 in 5 innings of play. Cam was a 13-1 winner over Glidden Ralston in 5 innings of play. Central Decatur beat Orient Maxburg 19-9 in 5 innings. Clarinda Academy was an 18-4 winner over East Mills in 5. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ogden 7-2. Denison Schleswig 6-4 over Shenandoah. Exira EHK stayed unbeaten with an 11-1 win over Woodbine in 6 innings of play. Earlham 8-6 over Mount Air. East Mills picked up a couple of wins, 18-4 over Clarinda Academy and 14-4 over Whiting in 5 innings. Essex 9-3 over Murray. Harlan suffered their first loss of the season, and they split a doubleheader with Sioux City East. Sioux City East won Game 1 4-2, and Harlan took Game 2 12-4. Lennox was a 14-4 winner over Fremont Mills. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 16-2 in 5 innings. St. Albert beat Bedford in a game that was played over at Principal Park in the afternoon, 12-1. And Traynor was an 11-1 winner over AHSTW in 5 innings. Traynor clinches the outright WIC title there with that win. And Underwood was a 13-9 winner over Griswold. That's a look at high school baseball. Now moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you here last night. Tommy Pham's second solo homer off of Hector Neris in the 9th inning tied it, and the Cardinals rallied from a 5-0 deficit to beat the Phillies 7-6 in 10 innings of play last night. Jed Jerko hit a 2-run homer, and pinch hitter Jose Martinez also connected for St. Louis. The game went to extra innings after Freddie Galvis lined a double down the left field line with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. But Adubo Herrera ran through a stop sign around third base coach Juan Samuel, and was thrown out by 10 feet. He didn't even attempt to slide and was pulled from the game in a double switch. Martinez led off the 10th with a double off to right, and he advanced to third on a balk and scored when Ramos made a throwing error on a pickoff attempt at first base after Dexter Fowler was intentionally walked. Yadier Molina added an RBI single as the Cardinals get that win. Also for the Kansas City Royals, Salvador Perez hit his first career grand slam, connecting in the eighth inning to rally the Royals over the Red Sox 6-4. They've won 9 of 11 and move within a game of 500. Perez homered off of the Kansas City bullpen in left field in the ninth, pitch from Robbie Scott. With Boston leading 4-2, reliever Matt Barnes started the inning by walking Jorge Bonifacio and Lorenzo Cain on 12 pitches. Scott was summoned to face Eric Hosmer, but walked him on 4 pitches to load the bases for Perez. The All-Star catcher fouled off 3 full-count deliveries before hitting his 15th home run of the season. According to ESPN Stats and Information, Perez was the first Kansas City player to hit a grand slam in the 8th inning or later with the Royals trailing since Frank White in 1986. Jorge Soria worked a spotless 8th. Kelvin Herrera pitched the 9th for his 17th save in 19 chances. Other Major League scores yesterday in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay over Cincinnati 8-3. In the AL, the Yankees beat the Angels 8-4, Cleveland 5-1 over Baltimore, Toronto was 7-5 winner over Texas, Minnesota 4-2 over the White Sox, Houston 5-1 over Oakland, Seattle 7-5 over Detroit. In the National League, Miami 2-1 over Washington, it was San Diego 3-2 over the Cubs, St. Louis was a 7-6 winner in 10 innings over Philadelphia, Atlanta beat San Francisco 5-3 in 11, it was Milwaukee 4-3 over Pittsburgh, Arizona beat Colorado 16-5, and the Dodgers were 8-2 winners over the New York Mets. In the College World Series last night, Jared Pochy became LSU's career wins leader. Jake Slaughter hit a 3-run homer, and the Tigers eliminated Florida State from the College World Series with a 7-4 win last night. LSU advances to the Bracket 1 final on Friday against number 1 national seed Oregon State. Florida State will go home without a national title for the 22nd time. No program has as many CWS appearances without winning the championship. Pochy won for the 39th time to break the record that Scott Schultz set from 1992 to 95. He left after Quincy Nieport and Cal Raleigh homered on consecutive pitches in the ninth. Zach Hess struck out the side for his third save. Slaughter barely cleared the left center fence in the second inning to make it 5-0 against Cole Sands. It was the freshman's first homer since March 15th and third of the season. Well, the NHL had some news last night as the expansion draft was put into place, or at least the announcements made last night as part of the NHL award ceremony for the Vegas Golden Knights. And now they have 30 more players after making their selections in the expansion draft yesterday. The biggest name is former number one pick Marc-Andre Fleury, who had won 3 Stanley Cups while spending his entire 13-year career with the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Knights opened the draft by taking Florida forward Jonathan Marchessault and Dallas forward Cody Eakin and Los Angeles defenseman Braden McNabb. Marchessault has 30 goals and 51 points for the Panthers last season. Other players taken include Predators forward James Neal, Blues forward David Perron, Wild forward Eric Haula, and Canadiens defenseman Alexi Emelin. Blackhawks winger Marian Hossa will miss the entire 2017-18 NHL season because of a progressive skin disorder. The 38-year-old veteran says severe side effects associated with medication to treat the disorder has made playing hockey next season impossible. Hossa says he has privately been undergoing treatment for the last few years under the supervision of Chicago's medical staff. The 19-year veteran has only missed 46 games over the past 6 seasons and scored 45 points last season. Connor McDavid was the big winner at the NHL Awards presentation. The second-year Edmonton Oilers forward and captain came away with the Hart Trophy as the league MVP and the Ted Lindsay Award that goes to the most outstanding player chosen in a vote by NHL Players Association members. McDavid scored 30 goals and led the league with 70 assists and 100 points to help Edmonton make its first playoff appearance since 2006. Columbus netminder Sergei Bobrovsky was a recipient of the Vezina Trophy as the NHL's top goaltender. Bobrovsky also was a finalist for the Hart Trophy after leading the league with a 2.06 goals against average and a .931 save percentage. The league's top defenseman is San Jose's Brett Burns, who accepted the Norris Trophy for the first time. Toronto forward Austin Matthews is the Calder Trophy winner as the NHL's best rookie, and Boston's Patrice Bergeron has captured the Selke Trophy for the 4th time in 6 years, an award that goes to the best defensive forward. And that's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.